U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder has appointed a new cabinet-level reentry council that includes representatives from a dozen federal agencies. One of its main goals is to help states leverage federal resources to reduce recidivism and increase public safety. Mary Kay Kolot heads the Wisconsin Department of Corrections reentry program. She says Wisconsin is already working closely with community organizations to help ex-offenders find jobs, housing, and drug and alcohol treatment.
We are being looked at the national level in regards to the work that we're doing implementing our reentry business plan. And so as much as the federal government can leverage resources between agencies, we as a state will benefit so that we too can operate more efficiently and effectively.
Ex-offender Jeremy DuBois of Madison says the treatment and support he received in prison were crucial in preparing him for release and then staying on the straight and narrow once he was out. He says the biggest need is for more alcohol and drug treatment programs in prison.
The whole time I was locked up, everybody had alcohol and drug-related offenses. Everybody I talked to. Everything was alcohol and drug-related. I just don't see why there's not more, why it isn't available to more.
DuBois says access to recovery programs here in Madison has played a key role in his successful effort to find a job and a home for his wife and son. But the new Republican-controlled legislature has pledged to repeal some of the provisions that made it possible for DuBois and other ex-offenders to make a positive transition after prison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.